But first, Tropical Storm Rosa broke records yesterday, drenching the valley in more than 2 inches of rain, making it the wettest October day ever recorded. Today, the remnants of the storm can be seen everywhere. Mark O'Malley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix.
All the moisture that we got from Rosa is just sitting here. Going outside, obviously, you can tell how humid it is around the metro today. We also have a weather disturbance moving into Southern California, and that's creating enough lift in the atmosphere to pull this moisture and form these showers across the metro.
And it's not over yet. He says some parts of the valley can expect even more rain today.
Any area that gets rain today will be susceptible to additional flooding given all the rain we had yesterday and the really saturated ground.
But O'Malley added that the flooding shouldn't be widespread.
But down on the border with Mexico, the Tonalalthem Nation's village of Alichuk on the Gavoo District is facing a bigger problem caused by the rain. There, in the quiet of the Sonoran Desert, a 22-foot-high dirt wall named Menninger's Dam keeps the village dry. But Rosa's rains have saturated the dam, and now the National Weather Service is warning it could break. Residents have been ordered to evacuate. Tomasa Ortiz is an employee of the Gavoo District and a resident of Alichuk.
From overnight rains, the waters were running, the roads were closed, nobody could get through. The water went up, and it's right on the rim of going over.
Ortiz first saw the call to evacuate on social media. After that, she says, things moved very fast.
The Tonalalthem police was called. Emergency management crew was called. So the police department, border patrol, and the rangers came and evacuated because the roads, you needed four-wheel drive vehicles to get through.
People were dropped off at the district office where she works 10 miles away and at the local high school, which is 40 miles away. Now it's a waiting game for residents. If it rains anymore, the muddy dam will fail. So they're hoping the rain stops and the water subsides. Ortiz says last night residents were anxious, unsure what they would find when they returned home.
There is a couple of families that did stay, but almost everybody had left. I just hope that, you know, it doesn't.